Well, good evening. My name is Danny McBride. I'm part of the business and enterprise team here at CCK. I just want to extend a really warm welcome to you. Thank you for coming tonight. Hope you've enjoyed a bit of networking and mingling with your cheese and wine. There will be another opportunity at the end of the evening to do that, to identify people that are in business, and hopefully you can have a chat with them. This is our first event of the year aimed specifically at people that are thinking about going into business. Our aim tonight is not to tell you how to start a business, but it's hopefully to help you formulate whether you're the sort of person that can run a business. And we hope to give you some insight into what that is like. If you go away tonight thinking, actually, it's not for me, I don't like what I hear, it sounds horrendous, then actually that is as healthy as going away and thinking, actually, I want to take the next step, I want to look into this further. So don't go away discouraged, thinking it was all very negative and scary, because that actually could be useful too. Right, the format of the evening is going to be a short talk by Matt Davis about business and the city and how that relates. And then we've got John Thacker, who's going to come and hopefully help us understand why business matters to God. That's an easy one, isn't it, John? But, and then there'll be a question panel up here, and we've got four people that are in business, and that'll be a time for you to ask questions of them. They've been briefed to be very honest, so there may be some ugly answers, but we think it will serve you better to hear the realities of what it is to be in business rather than it's all great and it's one long holiday. So that's that. And then after that we'll have another networking time, and then we aim to finish at the latest 9:30. So I'm going to hand over to Matt.
Thanks, Danny. Good evening. Oh, that's nice and very good. Good evening. That's better. The networking hasn't had its effect on you yet then, no? Okay. It's great to be able to speak just briefly tonight. And we got a superb evening for you. I think Danny's laid it out, really. And I just wanted to just to add my welcome to Danny's. And just to give you a little bit of background as to what I'm doing here. And my name's Matt, and I'm one of the leaders here at Church of Christ the King, part of the senior team, part of what we call the eldership. And looking around the room, I reckon I could almost name every one of you, because you've got badges on. How about that? But I recognise pretty much every face, and it's brilliant to be able to just speak briefly to you tonight. In fact, My little section will be briefer than John's. John's going to speak in a little bit more depth to us as a people of faith, if you like, understanding what it means, what business means to God, and does it really matter to God? I think if you've been in business and you've been part of a church group for some time, sometimes I think you wouldn't be far wrong to think that actually business and church, does it mix? You know, am I really valued? Is there a connection at all? And I want you to walk out of here convinced tonight that there is a link. So you've got that to come, which would be great. So we look forward to hearing from John about that. So one of the other roles that I have is that because we are a multi-site church, which means that we're a church of more than one location, we have this venue here in the centre of town called the New England site. We also meet in the race course on Sunday mornings, and also in Shoreham in the community centre. And one of my roles is to lead the site out in Shoreham. And the reason I say that is because it's got us thinking about our strategy for affirming and encouraging those that are in business across the whole church. And it's important to me. And so some time ago I said to the other guys, I said, look, we're going to see if we can work out how can we best help those people that are in business, really getting their hands dirty 9 to 5 or more than that during the week, and yet Sunday by Sunday, turning up on a Sunday and being part of our community. How can we really value the people that are getting stuck in and doing that, and particularly those that are running their own businesses or part of small enterprises? And you guys are here tonight because it might be that you've got a great idea but don't know where to go with it. Perhaps you've just started out in business and just looking for more advice and help with that. Well, you're in the right place for that. So it got us thinking about our strategy, and so we set up what we call our business and enterprise network. And I lead that with a few others. There's a handful of us that are in this room, part of that team. And we call it our steering group, and we meet and we have breakfast together because that's the done thing. And we talk about how can we build a healthy network that supports and affirms those in business. And so we have what we call our steering group, and then we have a network in each site. So in the Racecourse, here in New England, and in Shoreham. And so we use an online tool called The City here at Church of Christ the King, and it's basically a community tool that enhances much of church life. And I know that if I did a survey here, let's do a survey, shall we? Who is on The City already in this room? Look at that, 90% of you, brilliant. Do you know, if you're not on The City, you can be. That's a thrill for you, isn't it? You can walk out of here tonight being on The City. So The City is our opportunity to engage with each other, and it really enhances our church life as well. So we've set up a network group in each site so that if you're in the Shoreham site, you can meet with Danny and Russell. I've seen you there. Russell over there. They lead what's called the Shoreham site business and enterprise group, and they all meet from time to time. And there's always food involved, isn't there, Danny, which is always a good thing. And really, it's just an opportunity to affirm one another, hang out together, share joys and sorrows, and just be accountable to one another in all sorts of ways. But really, we want this kind of group to work well so that people feel, yeah, I am connected to those around me. And so if you're not in one of those groups, you can do that tonight. I'd really encourage you to do that. Let me just tell you a bit about my own business background. I've worked for 20 years in London, commuting to not quite London, in fact, Croydon, and from the South Coast. And I went from Brighton Uni into an engineering job. And after a while, I became a director, finance director of a small family business, which had me working very hard for 20 years. And after about 15 of those years, I decided that actually I was going to try and squeeze my week into 4 days so that I could give a bit of time to the church life, church community. So I did that, and it was great, thoroughly enjoyed it, really love doing this kind of thing and learning how to care for people, look after people, help people move on in their own personal faith. And just a little while later, the team that lead the church here said to me, Matt, we'd like you to consider stepping down from your secular job and going into what we call full-time church ministry. So a year ago, I did that, stepped out of my job, and I'm thoroughly enjoying myself, having a great time, no regrets at all. But sometimes I sit at my desk in the church office, and I wish I was like scrolling through the accounts for the old firm. But that's a dream that's gone now. But I know what it's like to understand the pressures of managing a company, and I know what it's like when you look at the bank account and the cash flow looks dire, and you're wondering how are we going to get through this, how are we going to make it. And so just to say that's my kind of business background, and I understand it. I don't want you to think, well, he's a guy who's part of the church staff and doesn't know a thing about business. Well, I do, and I want you to know that. So here in this room, we've got people from all sorts of backgrounds, all walks of life, and you're probably attracted here because of the title of the evening. Either that or it was the cheese and wine. It could be, maybe it's a bit of both. It was a bit of both for me. But I'm really glad you're here. As I say, perhaps you've got a great idea, or you're starting out, or perhaps you'd be somebody who, through what we are all experiencing in this economic climate, you've either been almost forced into thinking, I'm going to need to do something for myself here. This doesn't look good around me. Maybe I need to start thinking about what I can do for myself in my life, in my own business. In any case, it's a brilliant place to be tonight here to explore, to evaluate to listen to some old hands. That's no offence to those that are going to be sitting there in a minute. They're not necessarily old. To get advice, to ask questions, and to rub shoulders as well and network with others. And this is, for me, this is an opportunity to lay foundations at grassroots level. And that's what I want to do just over the next couple of minutes. And to communicate to you, this is important to me, to communicate to you that as a leadership in this church, we are committed to you guys being very affirmed. We want to see the help you see the value, the validity, and the function of the working life. So I'm speaking to those who are, for work is a big deal. You're here because you're enterprising. You're here because you're passionate about work. When it comes to the concept of work, my worldview is probably a little bit like yours, and it's shaped by faith and its value system that comes with that. And the very act of working is a bit of an inescapable reality. But understanding what work is and how our faith shapes it and how we do it, John's going to tackle that and help us understand that a little bit more. But I want you to know that the remit of a church here is not confined to the walls of this building on a Sunday. Did you hear what I said there? It really isn't. It's not confined to these walls. It mustn't be. It can't be. There's a church that is led by a guy called Tim Keller in New York, and no one goes to live in New York. You go to New York to work, and that's what he's found. And so he's grown a church from nothing to 3,000 plus in a short matter of years. And one of his strategies has been to cater and affirm and encourage and support the businessman and woman. And that's what he has done, and that's what he's found. So I just want to just touch on three things, okay? This is me reinforcing, as a leadership, what we believe is our serious intent to really affirm you. So I've said it already, the use of the city. Do make the use of these little groups. It's you might well be in one of our other midweek community groups. Great if you are. Fantastic. But please do get yourself linked to one of these groups, regardless of which site you find yourself in. And so we have a common vision across all sites. We want to be able to say to you that the kind of stuff that happens in Shoreham is the same kind of stuff that happens in the racecourse and in New England here in this building. Now, serving the city, this is my second brief point. It's our desire as a church that the man and the woman that wants to succeed in business gets affirmed. I keep saying this, but it's important. And we find that when we add value to the business community in which we work, you know what that is for you, we actually serve our city. Does that make sense? We actually add value to our community for the good. The way we work, our value systems, our work ethics, all of these things, this is what we're doing. So for me, the business and enterprise network, the business and enterprise activities of this church serve our city, and I'm very keen for us to walk away. If you walk away with nothing tonight, know that that's what we're going for. We want to be able to encourage you in your embryonic days of thinking and starting businesses that actually my end game is to serve this city. Currently, all of our social justice ventures, and they would be things like our Friends First House in Hove, which we take referrals for folk who have been struggling for all sorts of reasons. From the council, we get people back on their feet, rehabilitated in social skills and practical skills. We have a Friends First drop-in every Monday night. 80-plus people come and get a meal upstairs, in one of the rooms upstairs. We have Alternatives, which is our pregnancy counselling service. We have the Friends First Farm, which is a farm that we've recently acquired over in West Sussex, where, again, people are learning to rehabilitate, get back on their feet, and learn some skills. And we have our Market Garden enterprise as well, called Growing Together. And the Market Garden is at a critical stage at the moment, whereby we're looking to bring together those people that are passionate about social justice, and there might be some of you in this room who are, and people who are passionate about business and social enterprise, bringing the two together, seeing them work superbly together. So increasingly, we want to help you, and this is our grassroots message,
that help you understand that by doing your jobs well through your value system, your ethics, and your working practice, we get to serve the city, and in so everyone benefits, not just economically, but socially. Do we see that, or am I dreaming? I think we see it, honestly, I really do. I hope that what we learn is that we skillfully learn to bring together those who are passionate about these things and help them to get stuck into the city. Collaborative enterprises that meet the needs of a broken culture whilst simultaneously creating something of value which serves, feeds and benefits others. So whether that means some of you out there investing your time, shaping your business idea, maybe tonight is a moment where you suddenly decide, I need to shape my business in a particular way. Maybe that's for you tonight. Even sowing profits as well back into the things that we're doing as a church. We want to get you thinking really early doors about this. And if you want to chat to me more about that, I'd love to chat to you if you found that provoking. Third and final thing from me, on the 12th of May, we have what I'm calling our main business and environment and business enterprise event of the year. 12th of May, get that in your diary. It's going to be a much larger event than this. Last year we had Ken Costa come and speak to us. Many of you would know that name. In fact, some of you in this room were probably there last year. Superb time. And again, we're going for a similar format where we will have a variety of seminars, some networking time. Yes, there will be bacon sandwiches, you're glad to hear. And we want to get you really motoring with all sorts of interesting stuff again. And Joel Virgo, who leads the church here, is going to be speaking to us about our vision as a church in this city and how the business community in this church can slot in alongside it. And I'm really delighted to say that we have Julia Chanteray, who's actually here tonight, and Julia's just here behind Michael, and Julia's going to be speaking to us as well. Julia currently leads the Brighton Chamber of Commerce, so we're really thrilled that she's here tonight, and I appreciate you being here, Julia. So what's my takeaway? Really, it's just finally to say, look, please hear us. As a church, we want to serve you. We want to affirm you, and we want you to do well, and we'll be doing everything we can to support you. We want you to take hold of the fact that you can bring the two together. Your workstation on a Monday morning is your worship station, okay? You've heard that before, some of you, and we want you to know that as a leadership, we're right behind you, and we'll do everything to support you. Thanks for listening. I'm going to hand straight over to John Thacker. John.